Welcome to Band of Brothers Radio, your internet outpost, supplying refuge, hope, and biblical counsel for men in the midst of daily battles, and where no man is left behind.
Jesus died for our sins. His blood will wash away these stains. He died to give you freedom. So why do you still wear those chains, 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 chains?
This is Band of Brothers Radio.
Good day and welcome to Band of Brothers Radio. Yes, you have come to that location on the internet where we talk about the real issues that men face on a daily basis. It's all about being transparent, brutally honest, and biblically sound, and offering both hope and help for men. Good to have you guys here today. Thanks for checking in with us. This is your alternative location on the internet. You know, there are some sites that draw you to darkness, brother, in a sense, and lure you and tempt you. But here you're going to find just the opposite, just the opposite. And you'll be encouraged, inspired. You might even laugh a little bit. But in the studio today, I want to welcome back one of our previous co-hosts, but then he's had a lot of changes in his life, but he's back. Dave is back. Good to have you, man.
Hey, thanks, Raul. And I'm really thankful, man. I thank God every day for just his blessings, yes. His goodness towards me. You know, even when things aren't going my way,
yep.
You know, I'm really thankful just to God for his love,
yep.
And that he continues to pursue us. Mm-hmm. In that, and even when we're not
in spite
there,
of ourselves,
yes.
Yeah,
so I'm really thankful.
All right. Well, good. I'm glad you're here with us today. We have a topic that we thought we'd just kind of go right at it, because I'm sure that just about everyone is listening, all you men, and even those stealthy women that are listening, we're going to talk about pride, what that looks like, and what that is, you know, how that affects our lives today and our relationship with Jesus, our relationship with others. You know, what is that? We'll stir it up a little bit. Let the Holy Spirit kind of lead us on this thing. But we also want to kind of kick things off with some encouragement for you men who are listening in, because I said, hey, if nothing else, you're going to get some encouragement. We always like to give it to you at the start of it anyway, and maybe throughout the rest of the show, too. But is there anything that comes to mind that you want to encourage men about? That,
you know, it does. What comes to mind is that where you at right at this moment, listening to this, you know, this broadcast, is that Jesus is with you, and his Spirit is near, and that whatever circumstances you're in, God understands those things that you're going through, and he's right there. He hasn't left you. And he hears your cries, he knows all the details. And that would be kind of my encouragement. It's just you know that Jesus is there with you.
Well, you know, it's always a sense of security of knowing that, okay, you know what, that he is not going to leave me nor forsake me. That all that I do, no matter what it is, whether I acknowledge him or not, he is still there. Once we've accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, not just our Savior, but our Lord, the manager of our life, the Holy Spirit is within us, you know. I have a tendency of forgetting about that sometimes.
Yeah.
And but I get reminded in fellowship with other brothers, and that's why this sort of thing is always important, of knowing that he's not leaving you, man.
Yes.
You just have to be willing to take the time to talk to him.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, I was reading this week, too, that as we draw near to him, he draws near to us.
Yes.
And, you know, and I believe that, you know, the circumstances that we go through, he allows us to go through those things so that they'll draw us closer to him, you know, so that we don't, you know, take things upon ourselves and be prideful like what we're going to talk about.
Oh, no, we're not going to talk about that, are we? Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay, well, there you go, brothers. A little encouragement. This is a good segue to get right into what we're going to be talking about on this thing on Pride. And I was looking in as you were talking here, and I know that I distract a little bit because I end up kind of looking at my Nook and the Bible and so on and so forth, a few things at the same time. But anyway, in Proverbs 16, it says this, "Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." And that's, you know, pride, so often we think of it as like, hey, I need to have pride in what I do and everything. And yet, I remember working at, when I was in college, I worked a swing shift at a plant in Phoenix, a Motorola plant. And it was a semiconductor plant. And they had a banner in front of the entryway where everyone who came on the shift, you'd walk right underneath this banner, and it was Pride. They used an acronym of personal responsibility and daily effort. Okay. That was embedded in my head, and here I am a whole lot of years later still thinking that, and I can still see it as I'm walking into work, that, you know, personal responsibility and daily effort. And I thought, yeah, I've got to have pride in everything that I do, you know, and I'm responsible and I'm willing to do that. Well, that's when I was youthful and thinking that I was responsible, but life took a different turn for me and stuff. So,
yes,
but pride can be something not necessarily a good thing.
Yeah, I look at it as an attitude of your heart.
Okay.
And, you know, and for me, pride is trying to be self-sufficient without having God as a part of the things that I do.
Uh-huh.
And going throughout the day, you know, thinking that I don't need to have, you know, fellowship or dependence on God, and that I can take care of things on myself by myself. And I believe that's where we set ourselves up it comes into you know, pride before a fall.
Right, right.
You know, that's just one of the things.
Yes, and I just want to throw this out here. This is from Google on pride online. It says a feeling or deep pleasure or satisfaction derived from one's own achievements, the achievements of those with whom one is closely associated, or from qualities or possessions that are widely admired. Okay. So, you know, it's funny how, it's sitting here, you know, in a sense of, you know, a feeling of deep pleasure, right? Or satisfaction.
Yeah.
About something that I have done. This is where it's talking about what I have done. And for me, that's where I find myself, as I say I, right? In realizing that, whoa, looking back over my life, so much of my life was all about me. It was always about me,
mm-hmm.
You know, when I was in the midst of challenges and everything, it was about me. How, yes, did I care about others? Did I take care of certain responsibilities? Sure I did, but it was all about what I was going to get at the end. And if anybody disrupted that or interfered in that or tried to get me to believe their way, in a sense, I would balk at that sort of thing, or I'd defend against it, whatever
right.
It was, you know.
Yeah, that's something how it can come in that form.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So a lot of times with this thing with pride, we sit there and I think it, that first off, I'm a controller. Okay. I always want to be able to, I've always, my whole life, I felt if you weren't in control of something that, you know, somebody else could take advantage of you. Okay, so that's a big part of why, because I had experiences growing up where people did take advantage of me, or they did not disclose, they weren't completely honest with me. And I find out later, and then all of a sudden that I realize that, hey, being in control is where I want to be. Because if I'm not in control of my conversations or relationships or whatever that is, somebody else does, and that means I could possibly be hurt as a result of that.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah. There's a lot of aspects in pride that can come out and go ahead.
No, so what do you think is, I mean, kind of, you stirred this up a little bit by bringing it up to me this morning. And of course, you know, the producer comes in 10 minutes before and said, okay, so what are you guys talking about today? I don't know. We were just catching up on a few things. And, but then he mentioned Pride, and it's like, hey, we can talk about that all day long.
Oh, yeah.
In a sense.
Well, you know, it was one of the first things we talked about several years ago.
Yeah.
In the radio program. And it was, you know, I was praying, you know, in my mind to God, hey, what should we, you know, talk about?
Yes.
And I pulled out one of my old notes, you know, and it was like, well, that I'm pretty familiar with that.
But you got some experience, some time under your belt too with this also and stuff. So,
yes, absolutely.
So what, how did Pride affect your life before? What was it? I mean,
well, in a sense, Pride affected my life in believing that I could do things on my own,
mm-hmm.
without the body of Christ, without brothers, you know, not conversing with your wife.
Without help from anyone.
Yeah. Hey, I can do it. I don't need anybody's help. You know, it's kind of like, you know, if you're trying to, let's say, unload a truck and there's, you know, an object in there that's bigger than what you can handle.
Yes.
And you think you can handle it on your own, you know, instead of... you know, asking for help, you know,
yes.
or, you know, the saying goes, you know, men don't ask for directions.
Yes, and, right, yeah.
You know, it's we'll, like
we'll
that.
Just stay lost.
Yes, exactly.
You know, it's funny that so often we end up, we laugh about this thing about pride. We say that pride goes before the fall, in a sense, type of thing. Another one is one's pride will bring him low, but he who is lowly in spirit will obtain honor. Now, that in itself is something that I didn't think anything of, that all of a sudden that, wait a minute here, you're talking about in a sense of having a lowly spirit. That means that very humble, okay, meek in a sense. Well, the Bible talks about that sort of thing. Jesus talks about that, right?
Yes, he does.
He lets us know that, hey, in a sense that in, the meek will inherit the earth, right?
Yep.
And then it goes on in so much talking about humility. Jesus was not prideful.
That's right, he wasn't.
Not at all.
Yeah.
He was just the opposite. You know?
Yeah, and there's several examples in God's word of pride, you know, Nebuchadnezzar, Judah, mm-hmm. and how, you know, they were very proud, and mm-hmm. God brought them down.
Yes.
You know, and to
Samson was another one.
Samson.
David.
Yeah, there was all.
Solomon.
One after another.
Yes.
You know, and I believe that God uses those circumstances,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
so that he can bring us down and humble us. And then, you know, our hearts are more directed towards him.
Right.
You know, and I think that's where, you know, I believe that's where pride comes in.
Yes.
You know, and we set ourselves apart from God and being dependent on him.
Well, see, and you said something key there, because it's so important to realize that pride, when we are thinking about just us and we're going to take control of things, that does separate us from God.
Yes.
We do it. He's not leaving us. We close the door on him, so to speak. Okay,
yes.
God, I'm going to put you up on the shelf here for a little while. I'm going to, I'm driving down the road. Here, Lord, you take over or sit on the navigator side. I am going to drive now. I'm going to steer this thing.
Yeah.
And take the reins or whatever, however you want to look at it. And that's really, in a sense, of just saying, hey, I've got it now. I've got enough of you right now. I'm, you know, and I'm going to go with what I believe is needs to go.
Yes. And, you know, I as we're talking about this, I look at pride as, you know, we need to surrender our day from the beginning of it,
mm-hmm.
and not go into our day believing that we can control it. And, you know, surrendering the beginning of our day is to start out with the Lord,
right.
you know, in prayer,
right.
and humble ourselves.
Right.
And, you know, I think that's where we kind of, you know, I believe we get into that trap of thinking, well, we can just, you know, go on and do our thing and not,
mm-hmm.
You know, bring our prayers to the Lord. And,
yes, yes.
And get the day started.
So if you were to, if you think about, when you think about this thing on pride, do you see where your pride in today's world has been a deficit in your life?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. There's a lot of failures that come out of having pride.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Anything, personal experiences that you're willing to share?
Well, you know, having been married previously.
Yes.
You know,
uh-huh.
You can see where, you know, and even being married, you know, remarried now, mm-hmm. you know, I mentioned before an attitude of the heart.
Yes.
You know, pride, like, you know, oh, I don't have to pray with my wife and right. I don't have to be the leader of the house. I can just, you know, that's just one example. Mm-hmm. You know, I think past failures, you know, like, you know, in a marriage, when it breaks down is, you know, one of the main ingredients is, you know, prayer. And when you think, well, I can do this on my own, or you, you know, you get the attitude that, well, I can do this and I don't right. need anybody's help.
Right.
You know,
right.
That would be a good example.
You know, one of the things I find is that in relationships with men that are, and listening to men and the challenges that they have many, many times over and over again, we all do, that when I look at even my own life, my biggest times or the times when I've had more challenges and becomes more difficult in dealing with life, so to speak, has been when I've been thinking about me most of the time.
Yeah.
So really, it's almost just a selfishness, self-centered sort of way of being able to say things. Pride seems to kind of like dress it up and say, I've got pride in what I do, you know. And really, back again, it's pride in what I do. Now, the Bible talks about that. We hear about many things, and we've read a couple of scripture here. And there's other scripture that remind us about pride not necessarily being the best thing around. But it does talk about pride being a good thing also. But that's a different type of pride.
Yeah.
That's when we're doing God's will and his actions. We're doing what he wants us to do, that we take pride in that. It talks about in the book of James, right? And lets us know that we're to take pride in that certain position, the lowly position that we have.
Yes.
And so, the you know, it can be kind of a juggling act of trying to decide, okay, how do we handle this? What should we do? And, you know, go from
and
there.
Even in that, I believe there's a little bit of selfishness in us,
that
you know, that wants to take some kind of credit.
Well, if we're the ones that are saying, hey, what'd you think of what I said? Or what'd you think of what I did?
Yes.
Or, you know, did you like the way that I passed that the tithe basket around? Wasn't that great? I used my left hand and crossed it over without. But in a sense, those are the little things that sometimes what we're looking for is recognition.
Yeah.
Significance. Yes. Right?
Yeah. You know, it keeps coming to mind about Satan and his fall.
Mm.
Was all predicated on pride,
mm-hmm.
and saying that he could more or less do without God.
Yes,
you know, and elevating himself higher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, God's doing this job, but I think I could do something here too.
Yeah,
and I might be able to overcome if I get enough people to follow me, then be able to go from there. Well, I tell you what, let's take a break. Let's come back and let's talk about this thing about what does this look like. We hear. I mentioned something huge where it's about the enemy basically saying, hey, I can do this sort of thing. Do we find ourselves the same way? And is it really necessary for us to look at ourselves that way? We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Dave back in the house with Raul. And you're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
Men, don't fight your battle alone. Download our podcast to your iPod every day and take Band of Brothers Radio with you. We got your back covered.
Memorials represent unique, permanent historical records of very special people. When someone you love passes away, make sure their name and their legacy continues. Select a beautiful granite memorial from Cascade Monuments. If you understand your special person's faith, beliefs, family heritage, interests, and accomplishments which made them unique, you can select a monument design that's as one-of-a-kind as they were. Take a look at the vast inventory of memorial markers at CascadeMonuments.net, and they'll arrange for shipping anywhere in the U.S. and Canada. Cascade Monuments.
The shame that grips you now is crippling. It breaks my heart to see you suffering. 'Cause I am for you. I'm not against you. If you want to know how far my love can go, just how deep, just how wide. If you want to see how much you mean to me, look at my head.
Welcome back to Band of Brothers Radio. Dave and Raul in the house, and we're talking about pride. And pride is something that so often that at times we believe it's important, and that we need to be able to have some sort of, especially when it comes to the things that we do. That, you know what, I take value in what I do. I enjoy what I do, and so I want to say that's almost a certain sense of pride. How can that be wrong, you know?
How can pride be wrong?
No, but I take enjoyment. Like, as an example, is it wrong for me to feel like I enjoy being with, sharing with other men about the Lord? I enjoy watching other men be able to see the changes that take place in their lives when they're courageous enough to follow through on things. Is that a... You know, because I enjoy that sort of thing. Is that prideful of its own?
I don't believe it's prideful at all.
That's not prideful.
I don't think so.
Okay, then I'm lost.
No, I think you're just taking in the works of God and what He's doing in people's lives. And
okay, so then for a guy, give me an example of what you think on pride, how that would look in some guy in today's life, in today's world, with some guys.
Well, I was reading here, you know, pride is a desire to take place of God. If we think we can save ourselves, that is taking the place of God, and it is a result of a lack of humility. A proud person cannot receive Jesus as Savior. And I look at, you know, pride in myself, and usually that's when I exclude God from my activities.
Right. So it's kind of in the sense of being able to know that you've got to get to a place where you don't have the power to do certain things.
That's correct, right? Yes.
That I'm powerless, in a sense.
Yes.
That if I'm continually trying to make something work, you know. I remember years ago I had somebody tell me and letting me know, say, hey, you know, we can make a lot of things as human beings, okay? We can stir up a lot of stuff, okay? We can make things happen. We can always, I'm wired like that. I can make a lot. I can take that bull by the horns and I can, you know, just make a lot of things happen. But I don't make them work, right?
Yes.
And the one that does is God. He's the one. If He wants something to take place, He's going to make it work a certain way. If not, I'm probably going to continue just spending an awful lot of energy trying to make something work when all I'm doing is making something happen.
Well, you're not recognizing the need.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah. That, you know, we have a constant need of being in fellowship with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes for all things. I mean, the scripture tells us to be prayerful throughout the day in everything we do. And boy, so many times I go throughout the day and it's been hours before I've had a conversation with God.
Right.
And then it's all of a sudden I'm in a quiet moment. It's like, okay, Lord, you know, forgive me for not, you know, talking to you.
Right.
And then I reflect on that. It's like, you know, I didn't see the need to, you know, go before the Lord.
Right.
You know,
right.
And I believe it comes down to, you know, that being part of it.
Yeah.
Not having that need.
You know, so often, you know, I was always taught and, or I've learned, I should say, not always taught. Sometimes it's over and over again, but where I actually listen and watch somebody and who seems to be a prideful person. Okay. Whether, no matter who it is, it could be a boss, it could be someone of authority or something, and I listen, they're not just talking to me, maybe talking to a group of people, right? And I'll sit there and I'll just go, oh, you got to be kidding. You know, this guy is thinking it's all about him, right?
Yes.
And I remember someone saying to me that, you know, when you notice that sort of thing, there's a reason for that, don't you? And I go, what's that? Because you can empathize with this guy because you also are prideful in a sense. Okay, so you understand, you go, whoa, what do you mean? Well, you usually generally don't like this, you know, somebody who has the same qualities or same characteristics that you have in yourself.
Right.
You know,
or weaknesses.
You don't want to admit it or be willing to look at it and so on and so forth, but you can certainly see it in others. You know, and which I need to remind myself when I'm driving down the road that, you know, not everybody has gone through the Raul school of driving, right?
I've seen you drive. Jeez, all of a sudden I'm like, who's that guy passing me? And it's Raul.
I hurry up and get to the next help.
Yeah, I'm like, he doesn't waste any time.
But my point being is that, in a sense, is that we have these characteristics ourselves. I mean, we look at somebody else and think, man, look how prideful that guy is. Look at what he's, you know, look how he's acting.
Yeah.
Look, a little pompous and et cetera, et cetera. And yet, here I am. I'm supposed to be not judging anybody else. Okay. But what it totally is that I recognize that in me. Or maybe it's something that I've had in the past, okay? So I see it in others today. I may not be practicing that way, but I see that behavior because I used to be like that.
Yes.
It's kind of like saying, hey, you know what? Don't try to blow smoke this way. I used to make smoke, you know? So, you know, anyway.
Oh, that's good. Well, there's so many scriptures, you know, to read on pride and so many examples in God's Word. It's, you know, it's endless on pride and what's out there. And you know, you're talking about recognizing people and
or the characteristics.
The characteristics, you know, makes me think of, you know, characteristics you pick up from your parents. You know, it's like, geez, do I act that way like them?
Yes.
That got your attention. Huh?
Yes, that got my attention. There's no doubt. So is there something that you wanted to read there? I know that you were sitting there and looking at some of the certain scripture that comes to mind, or maybe something about it that.
You kind of got me because, you know, I got too much stuff here. So
you got all these notes.
Yeah.
He didn't read the notes, folks. That's really what it comes down to. But if we end up looking at our stuff that we end up needing to do, like take a break, our producer's going, okay, come on.
Oh, is that what that was?
That's what it was. She wasn't cracking an egg. She was just saying, take a break here. So let's take a break. We'll come back and see if we can straighten up some of this stuff.
All right.
It's all these papers here that you got here. We'll be right back. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
Need more in-depth biblical counsel on a specific subject? Check out our latest of recommended books on the Band of Brothers page at faithplace.org.
Looking for another option for your internet service? Need a more reliable, high-speed internet? StarTouch is the premier provider of wireless broadband to businesses, government entities, schools, and residential customers in the Pacific Northwest. In fact, the talk show ministry you're listening to right now uses StarTouch as our internet provider. Experience the StarTouch difference. Get a free quote by visiting StarTouch.com.
Tell me that I'm not.
Welcome back to Band of Brothers Radio, Dave and Raul, talking about pride. And, you know, we kind of see this picture of how pride can be not necessarily a good thing, okay? We can try to justify it in many ways of being able to act and talk a certain way or be certain ways with individuals. But really what it comes down to is that pride in itself is really just a very self-absorbing type of characteristic where I'm thinking about me and I want others to recognize that sort of thing and or whatever it is I'm either saying or doing. And sometimes the fault, you know, that idea of sitting there saying I trying to be humble. I thought about earlier when I was sitting there, I said, okay, this is what I think sometimes about working with men and so on and so forth. Somebody could be listening and say, oh, look, Raul's trying to be prideful and looking like he's humble. And I wasn't even thinking about, I was actually just trying to make a point, but it could come across that way. People, the way that they end up seeing things. So
sure.
What are some of the ways that you've recognized in yourself to keep from being prideful, in a sense, as a man, okay?
You know, more recently here, you know, just been challenged in communicating with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in communicating in the sense that, you know, I need to humble myself in order to receive what she is saying.
Right.
And, you know, and for me, it's, you know, it's easy to take offense to that. And it could, you know, it could very well be the workplace, or any kind of situation that a person's right. in. But, you know, a lot of times, you know, we believe we have entitlement to our thoughts and our feelings, like everything we think
right.
is right.
Yes.
And that's not the case. And I would say more recently, that's, you know, something I've been trying to be aware of, that, you know, to be more humble and to listen and, you know, try to have an open ear,
mm-hmm.
And not be proudful in that.
Well, yeah, and a big part of that, I think, is sometimes taking a look and realizing that we have no control over certain things. That I had to get to a place where I felt like I've spent everything that I had attempting to get what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and in doing so, you end up with nothing. Don't have the energy, don't have the desire, or you're at that place of you finally give up. And that's really what the Lord wants, is us to give up trying
yes.
to run the show.
That's right, yes.
So that we might be open to hearing what he has in store.
Yeah.
Okay. And in some cases, we're not even sure, even those I remember before I was even a believer, that I didn't realize that by getting to that place of saying, I can't handle this, I can't do life the way I think I'd like to do it. Okay, I can't be something that I'm not, right? I want to be like the guy who has millions of dollars, but I can't be that way because I don't have that,
yes.
right? But so I get into envy, and then I think, okay, I guess what I need to do is get more money. The more money that I have, the better I'll feel, the more things I can buy, and the more security I end up having. And as a result of that, that's going to make me feel better about myself. And that's one of the keys right there, is that I'm looking a way of trying to feel good.
Yes.
And I'm looking worldly ways of trying to feel better. Okay. What can I do? Is it the job that I have? Is it the amount of money that I make? Is it the house that we own? Is it the cars that we drive? Are these the things that are important that I believe are going to make me who I am? You know?
They aren't. You know, it comes down to your relationship with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at the end of the day, at the end of our life, you know, we're going to spend eternity with him.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that we are, you know, striving for in the world are not going to last.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we can get distracted by that.
Right.
You know, and I see that in our youth, you know, the wanting to achieve and, you know, and it's such a struggle,
right?
In that,
right, right.
You know, it's such a distraction.
Well, you know, when you mentioned about the youth, I've seen a lot of guys who are in their latter days of their on this earth, I should say, beyond their our age. Okay.
Yes.
And I'm quite a bit older than you, so I'll just say I'm sorry to throw you in that. But you're
that's
soon
okay.
to be 50 anyway. So, but the fact is that I see men of our age that are still trying to be like those of the early 20s or the late teens, of wanting that type of desire, you know, saying, hey, I'm still going to strive to try to get those things that I wanted back then, and still trying to get that. And you come up short.
Yes.
You end up feeling like, I can't do that. You know, I can't make this body look like it did when it was 19 years of age. I can't, you know, I sure I could be healthier, but it's not going to look like it would did back then. My hair changes color. I could change that by, yes, I could color it. I could do, I could cut it all off. Then nobody sees it. I don't have to worry about that sort of thing. But the fact is that we do whatever is necessary to try to strive to look better in a sense.
Right? Yeah. And what we're doing at that point is cutting the Lord out of our relationship. You know, doing things on our own away from Him.
Okay. So
would you agree with that?
Well, no, I wouldn't agree with that at all. Of course I would agree with that, you know. But some of the things that we need to take place. So what? Let's just fire some off from our hip here on that we know that one thing. Give me one thing that a guy needs to do to have less pride, to be less. I mean, what is it that we need to do as men in today's world?
Okay. First for me, it would be prayer.
Okay.
Be humbling myself before the Lord.
Okay.
And through prayer and going to Him and, you know, asking, Lord, use your spirit to reveal to me what it is that I need to surrender. You know, whether it would be, you know, I mean, it could be, you know, thoughts on giving.
Yes.
I mean, that's a big thing. It could be thoughts of fear. You know, those, you know, we try to take those and those challenges of fear and so forth and handle them all ourselves. Okay. So I think the first would be prayer.
Prayer. Okay. And I believe the next one would actually have to be not just the prayer, but say, thank you, Lord, for the courage that you give me to submit and surrender.
Yes.
Okay. Because I believe through submission to Him, all of a sudden it gets me out of the way. It just will automatically when I realize that, hey, I'm not the one I need to be giving praise to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The one I need to be praising is our Lord. And yes. In praising Him is submitting to Him. I'm actually acknowledging it. That's part of what praise is all about. And giving Him the glory, not myself.
Yes.
Right? So, okay, another one, prayer, submission. What's another thing that you might,
or
the thing that we would do?
To turn that, the pride,
mm-hmm.
You know, it, you know, it comes to me as the Lord's Prayer. And when I pray through that, you know, it gives us steps. Mm-hmm. You know, one is first praising God and being thankful.
Right.
And we have to understand, too, that God is not against us. You know, He is for us. And
so it's believing.
It's believing.
What He's saying.
Yes. And gaining understanding, you know, through reading His Word and in prayer and getting to know Him.
And the best way of doing that is what?
Get on your knees.
And getting into the Word.
That's right, yes.
Getting into the Word. Because that's really, in a sense of, you're not going to know what to believe unless you know what He's about.
Yes.
Okay? And in doing so, it means that we're going to have to make time to be able to do certain things. And part of that is to make the time, not just take the time, but make the time to spend with Him in daily devotion and prayer that you've talked about, but in reading His Word, because mm-hmm. He's going to reveal Himself to us through that.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but I found myself at times in my time in the morning, because that's the time that I take. Some guys do it at different times of the day. For me, it's in the morning. I like to start my day that way. Doesn't mean that it's the best way, but that's the way it works for me. But in doing so, I actually submit myself to Him early before my head wants to start grabbing the bull by the horn, so to speak, and getting into His Word, making the time, taking the time, disciplining myself to do that sort of thing.
Yes.
Okay. But in doing so, I end up reading His Word, and I do one of the things that you mentioned before, too, is praying. I pray before I read. I'm not talking about just my prayers. I'm talking about praying, asking the Holy Spirit to be with me before I get into His Word,
mm-hmm.
so that I would understand what it is that He wants me to hear.
Yeah.
So that I would be come to a knowledge, more of a knowledge of who He is and what He wants me to know.
Yes.
And as a result of that, that happens. Happens every time. I end up getting into whether I'm reading on a certain parable or something in the New Testament or even a story in the Old Testament of somebody that's taken place. There's always something for me to be able to learn and acquire from that, you know. So that's one of the things I think is so important for us to be able to do, is to take that time, make the time to get into His Word.
Yes. You know? One of the things I recently did here in the past couple of weeks, and it was after Tuesday night, you know, mm-hmm. being at the Band of Brothers, I wrote myself a note because I was encouraged that by the Lord that do not let work distract you.
Yes.
So I wrote myself a note, and I have it in front of my computer. You know, it's like, don't let those things, you know, carve time away from Him.
Yes, yes, yes. And those things are important. And we got a few more things that we want to let you know about. We're going to take another short break here. We'll come back, continuing to give you some more things that you can do to battle this pride. We'll be right back. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
Help us reach more men with hope and biblical wisdom. Spread the word about Band of Brothers Radio at faithplace.org.
If you're a man that is struggling with alcohol, drugs, pornography, money issues, gambling, there is hope for you. On Monday nights, we have Valiant Warriors, and I invite you to come and check this out. You will come to learn very quickly that you're not alone in your challenge, that there's no judgment nor condemnation. A group of men who are willing to say, I need help. If you live in Whatcom County, come and check us out on Monday nights, every Monday night at 6 p.m. You will not regret it, because there is hope and you can break free. For more information, go to bandofbrothersforchrist.org and click on Valiant Warriors. Welcome back to Band Brothers Radio, Dave and Raul. And, you know, we're in the midst of giving you guys a few things on how to avoid or how to trap the pride in us to bubble up, in a sense. So we mentioned about prayers. We talked about submission and believing in Him, and then about getting in His Word, okay, how important that is. Another one I think is so important, because in the world, we're going to be tempted all the time. Jesus reminds us that in this world, you will find tribulation, and we are going to be tempted. James lets us know about that sort of thing, and Paul lets us know all the time about avoiding that sort of thing. Peter lets us know that, hey, there's an enemy out there who's waiting to in the high grass to tell us, hey, you know what, he's waiting to trounce on you, okay? So one of the things that is so important is that we don't listen to the lies. We don't keep listening to the lies. You know, the lies that tell you that, hey, you're not worthy of doing anything that you're doing, that, hey, you can have more fun if you come over here on the other side of the fence over here. The grass is greener over here. And you know, all of those things that you know it comes from the enemy, because it doesn't come from God. Because inside you have conviction, it lets you know, it's that, hey, you know, that's not of God. That's not from Him.
One of the lies that we receive as men is that telling ourselves that we can do it on our own.
Yes.
And a lie is, oh, you don't have to go and share with your brother or confess your sin.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that is a huge lie, because you need your brother.
That's right.
You need to be able to talk about your sin and the struggles in your life.
Right.
That is a big lie that men face.
And that's one of the things, that's one of the next things we talk about, is that it's important, is that we fellowship with other brothers.
Yes.
It says that we come together and reveal our sins with each other, and we pray together so that we would be healed. Brother, we need a lot of healing. There's a lot of things that's going on in our lives that we need healing from. And God tells us through his word that we need to come together and pray together.
Yes.
And then he reminds us how powerful. He says, the prayers of a righteous man are powerful and effective.
Yes.
Okay? How are you a righteous man? By attempting to do the right things. The Holy Spirit's in you.
Yeah.
He'll let you know. We just have to listen to him, you know, and do the things that we don't necessarily want to do, like forgive, right?
Yes.
That you talked about also. And I think one of the key things that is so often forgot about is that we are to help others.
Yes.
Aren't we just supposed to love others more than we love ourselves?
We are.
As we love ourselves, I should say, is what it says, right?
Another lie that comes to mind that I don't want to let go is the lie that you don't have to go to church.
Ah.
And that's a big lie out there.
Yep. It's
part of that fellowship thing. And we have to understand and recognize that, you know, other men and, you know, are not, we can't base or put our hope in man. We have to put it in Christ.
Amen. And that's where it has to be all the time, because we know that in doing so that he's going to speak to us not only through his word, but through the relationship with other men.
Yes.
Okay. And guys have a tendency, we have a tendency of avoiding other men because I don't want guys to think that I'm weak and I don't know how to do something.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep.
Because they'll take advantage of me, or they'll try to get my part of the pie, right? They'll get my portion and that sort. You know, and we don't have to believe that lie, because that's a lie also, that they're going to steal from you. They're going to take from you.
Yep.
You know? But the best way of being able to avoid the lie is staying in God's presence.
Amen.
And when you're in gratitude most of the time and giving him the what he so deserves, the thanks for all that's taking place in our lives, brother, you're in his presence. Because where there is light, there is no darkness.
Yes.
Right? All right. Well, Dave, good to have you on board,
hey,
man. You know?
Yeah.
It's like
shaking off the rust.
Not much rust there, brother. How about you praying for our brothers who are listening?
Great. We'll do that. Well, Father, we thank you for this beautiful and glorious day. We thank you that we can all come here together before you. And, Father, I just pray for the men out there. Ask your hand to be upon them, to reveal to them, Lord, what your will is for their lives. And we ask your blessings upon them this day. And we thank you, Lord.